This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, this guy is called Dr. Roach. And Dr. Roach dispenses advice for the Detroit News. And I've never heard of this.
Okay.
Yeah, dear Dr. Roach. Dear Dr. Roach, I have a minor question that I do not think you want to publish. I've been curious for about 20 years. I'm a healthy 77-year-old male without health issues. When I feel the urge to have a bowel movement, my butt sweats profusely. After the bowel movement, there's no more sweat. A decade ago, I asked my primary care physician to explain it. He didn't know. At my last annual physical, I asked the same doctor. The same question, no answer. I'm not looking for a cure. I could apply an antiperspirant, but I'm not going to do so. Just looking for a physiological explanation. So here's what Dr. Roach says. By the way, I've seen it's floating around the social media now. There's a urologist out there. I don't know if it's true or not, but his name is Dick Chop. C-H-O-P-P.
Well, that's a bad name if you're a urologist.
If you're doing vasectomy.
Vasectomy. Dick Chop works for that.
You want to go to Dr. Dick Chop.
Yeah, I would.
All right. About your butt sweating before you poop, Dr. Roach says. When you urinate, but even more when you defecate, the body switches into a nervous system mode called parasympathetic. You can remember that the sympathetic nervous system is fight or flight, and the parasympathetic nervous system is rest and digest. It is not uncommon to develop excess sweating during a bowel movement, poop sweats. In fact, some people,
poop sweat.
The parasympathetic effect is enough for them to faint. Or it is a bit less common.
Oh, you start crowning sometimes. Yeah. Your blood rushes to your head. You got to be careful.
Is that instead of sweating all over, yours seems to be prominently, maybe only, around your buttocks. Some people have excess sweating everywhere, generalized hyperhidrosis, while others have excess sweating in certain locations, focal hyperhidrosis, such as their face and the hands. You have focal hyperhidrosis of the buttocks secondary to defecation.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a bigger than expected physiological reaction to a normal neurological.
Does it slide out quicker because it's kind of pre-lubed?
Phenomenon.
Or is it just his cheeks or sweat?
It sounds like it's just his cheeks.
Right. Okay. You would just have to ask the 77-year-old healthy male.
He's sweaty around your butthole area.
His butt sweats.
Could be easier if you're on the for the guy's thumb.
When he poops.
If you're sweating.
You hope it's sweat.
Yeah. Right. 77-year-old guy would have been in a frat in probably the late 60s. Yeah. That's weird. Where'd you come up with that, Todd? Where'd you find that?
Oh,
butt sweat daily.
Popped up in my news feed.
Okay.
I get a lot of
our algorithms are messed up. I get that.
A lot of doctor and stuff, and a lot of butt stuff.
Yeah. Peter Green, by the way, the dude, the actor, the other day, that was found dead of a gunshot wound in his New York apartment. It was assumed it was a suicide, just because you hear those stories, you think about suicide. No, he accidentally shot himself in his armpit. And is there a artery right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The brachial artery, I think they said it's called. But yeah, it supplies blood to the hand, forearm, elbow, arm. And he accidentally shot himself in the armpit somehow and then bled out.
How do they know it's accidental?
Yeah.
Smart people. Figure these things out.
And why would you? That's not a good way to kill yourself. Shoot yourself in the arm.
This was a couple of months ago. Figure this out.
This was in the last month or two. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I mean, and he for context, this is a guy. He was in The Mask. He was Zed in Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
You know,
right,
you recognize the guy. He's been in a ton of movies.
Ton of movies, right?
Only 60 years old, and apparently there was music playing in his apartment all night, and his neighbors finally called the cops. They knocked on the door, found he didn't respond, so they went in, they found him, and they've ruled it an accidental, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Now, it's very eerie.
I don't play with handguns. I don't have a handgun either. But
pussy.
Yes, I am. I heard a guy one time had a handgun and shot through his floor and hit a refrigerator. That's possible. That can happen.
That happens.
It is possible to forget there's one in there.
But at least you kept the barrel of the gun away from you, Todd.
Yeah, it's important. I'm safe like that.
Yeah. If somebody was standing in the garage, it would have been too safe, but they weren't.
Somebody
out getting a beer would have been shot. Yeah.
Since I read this last night, I've been trying to figure out how do you
What? I don't know.
What is happening that you accidentally shoot yourself in the armpit?
Did he have it tucked under his arm?
Don't know. We probably never will.
Or if he's down, let's say he's cleaning his gun or something like that. He's sitting at a table. Like he's on a couch, and so he's reaching down towards a coffee table, and he picks it up and turns it sideways, and maybe just goes off. And that could hit your armpit.
You're taught as a gun owner to never point the gun at yourself, at anybody else.
Was there booze around?
I'd seen it in a story that he'd said he'd been sober for a long time.
Okay, all right, well, good.
Today I learned that the medical term for the armpit is the axilla.
Never knew that.
ILLA. Yeah.
Is that where they get the body spray name from?
Oh, maybe so.
Oh, Nick. Thinking, Nick.
They were going to call it hatchet, then they found that out.
That may be the smartest thing you've ever said here, Nick.
Not the second.
No, the axe. No.
There's not many contenders.
Right.
Yeah, low bar.
Yeah.
But still, you're probably right.
Yeah. There's not many contenders.
Good observation, bad tagline.
That's the title of my stand-up memoir.
It was a good idea, but the tag sucked. The actual joke sucked, right?
Yeah, I can't make out how that happens.
I don't either. Jim Sucks is the biggest gun guy we know, and he's got handguns everywhere. You know,
what is so? How you don't know how this guy didn't do it on purpose? Maybe he's an eccentric dude. Maybe he's like, you know what? Just pow.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm guessing that's not a way that people shoot themselves. That's not what you
do. Let's hope to hit the artery so I bleed out.
Right.
First of all, that'd be painful.
Yeah, that's just. Yeah. I think that they probably rule out intentional self-inflicted gunshot wound when it's that way.
Or maybe it slipped out of his mouth and he shot himself in the arm, you know? I'm sure that for forensics, the experts figured this out, right?
Okay. They have smart people. CSI that figure these things out.
Yeah.
Was it close to the armpit? You know, underneath? I'd like to know where the entry wound was.
It just sucks, man.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Right. It just sucks. That, I mean, it's
a ton of stuff.
Well, it's just a stupid accident like that. You know, we're all just an accident away, puss. I know you hate me saying that.
I think about that every time I put a knife in the dishwasher.
Oh yeah. Because falling down that dishwasher, I think we did that. We've done that story where a guy fell in that, right?
Yeah. And
the knife was up.
It kills many people, but every year it kills somebody.
I know. And when I heard that story, I started putting knives down too. I mean, even the butter knife.
I put the sharp knives down, the butter knives up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you get impaled on the dishwasher, the stuff in the dishwasher.
A butter knife could go right through you too, puss.
Yeah, but so could the 20 forks that are there too.
Yeah.
So I mean,
right. Yeah.
Death by silverware.
Yeah. Mainly, I just try not to trip over my dishwasher.
Yeah.
But. That doesn't mean I'm not going to.
Right.
And I live by myself, so, you know.
Oh, just a couple weeks ago, man, the dishwasher was open, and I was trying to step around the thing, and I cracked my ankle on that. Oh, damn, that hurts. I could have fallen. Okay, it could have been over.
Do y'all play the game at home where you try to avoid, at all costs, opening up the dishwasher because it just got clean?
You know what sucks,
it
Todd?
Does suck.
I did that for years. And then when you live by yourself, it's yours.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, but, you know,
it sucks too.
It's fun at home. We kind of play a little game. The other day.
Because the light goes off, right?
Yeah.
So somebody knows you opened it.
Yep. Well, it'll say clean.
Right.
And when you open it up, and then if you shut it again, and then the clean light goes away. And if you open it again and there's a dishwasher full of clean dishes, you know that somebody opened the door and did not empty the dishwasher.
You can't do that.
So
how many times have you? What if you're in a? You had to grab something. And you're out the door.
I had a salsa dish last night.
Okay.
And I was going to put it in the dishwasher, and then I noticed, it had just got done cleaning dishes. So if I open it up to put it in the dishwasher, I'm going to have to empty everything. So I just washed out the salsa dish by hand.
Because you didn't want to open it up.
Because I didn't have time to empty the dishwasher.
Yeah. See, ours doesn't have the light. It doesn't have the giveaway.
Yeah. Ours does it either. You open up, there's this little flap where the thing goes, it goes plop, and you're like, ah.
But they can still tell if they open it up and all the dishes are clean and only one has been picked out of there, that you opened up the dishwasher and you didn't put it away. You did not put everything away.
Well, can't you say I did it, but it was still steam, still kind of drying in there? Use that excuse.
Well, unless you got
the heat was still on, you know.
Well, I have the light, so I'm incriminated by the light.
But also,
unless
Todd,
you probably get away with that.
Well, and I also, there's more than one suspect in my house.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Oh, yeah.
You have that well, disadvantage.
If I'm the teenager, I ain't touching it. Yeah, that's a parent's job, you know. Does your daughter just say not do it?
No, she did. She pitches in. She does her part.
You don't have that rule at your house?
Yeah. Whoever opens it should empty it.
Have you ever run it again?
That's kind of the rule.
You just restarted it on a completely...
No, but that's a good way to get out of it.
It is. Yeah.
Well, then there's an excuse, too. They're like, did you run it again? You're like, oh, you know, there was a couple dishes that weren't clean. I'm just going to hopefully it gets it this time.
Right.
Dusty's got a good point about this Peter Green guy. Maybe he was flipping his gun around like a cowboy.
Well, and also getting several...
And that fires right back in your armpit that way.
Suggestions that it may have been like a shoulder holster.
Yeah.
Because they make horizontal shoulder holsters.
Like he's playing cop or something like that.
Maybe he was stuffing it back in the holster and one went off.
But don't you think that...
that's probably what happened there exactly. That's right there.
But don't you think that if that was the case, in the police report, they would have said... They would have found him dead wearing a shoulder holster.
Yeah.
Right.
And that detail would have been reported, I'd assume.
I think he's flipping around like Dodge City or something like that and just hit the trigger and shot himself in the arm.
Well, we're not getting a lot of details.
Like Johnny Ringo and
Tombstone. Right, yeah, but Ringo can do that. Yeah, right.
And then Doc Holliday does it with his whiskey cup just to mock him.
That's great, yeah. That actor Bean, I think he'd practiced for like months.
Mister?
Routine down. Yeah, Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean is Johnny Ringo in Tombstone. That would be great.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.